Tony Abbott has come out in staunch defence of Australia Day. The former Prime Minister says British settlement has been, on the whole, good for Indigenous Australians. But his successor, Malcolm Turnbull, has pushed back. Our political reporter, Melissa Clark, has been following the events. She joins me from Parliament House in Canberra. Melissa, the debate about Australia Day seems to be becoming a much broader discussion than simply the date of January 26.
It certainly began as that, a question of should Australia Day be celebrated on a date other than the one marking the official declaration of British settlement on the continent. It has become more about British settlement in Australia and what that has contributed to the society and culture that we have in Australia today. And foremost about broadening that discussion is the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. He has had a long-held interest in Indigenous affairs, but he's also had an abiding interest in the British settlement of Australia. And today he's staunchly defended celebrating Australia Day on January 26. And in doing so, he's raising those broader issues about how, in his view, the contribution of early British settlers is undervalued. That's how he was describing it this morning, speaking on commercial radio.
What happened on the 26th of January 1788 was, on balance, for everyone, Aboriginal people included, a good thing, because it brought Western civilization to this country. It brought Australia into the modern world.
That was the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. Of course, the current Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, quickly and pretty unambiguously sought to distance himself from those remarks and those ideas. It was a pretty strong rebuke to Mr. Abbott's comments. Here he is speaking in Queensland this morning.
I won't engage in a debate about the history of European settlement in Australia, other than to say that obviously it had tragic consequences for thousands of Indigenous Australians, and the wrongs that were done in the past, we are setting right.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, this morning. So, Melissa, the culture wars, of course, is the turn of phrase that's been used for this sort of conversation in the past. Is that where we're heading?
It certainly has elements of it, and that would be to the dismay of some and perhaps less dismay to others. For many, that culture wars era prevalent during the Howard government was one that saw the debate about Indigenous affairs derailed into one, a more esoteric debate about the role of culture and society. Whereas for others, it was an important part of stating what it means to be an Australian today. Certainly, there are plenty in the Liberal Party that share the views of Tony Abbott, and he was, of course, a key figure in the culture wars and is a leading conservative figure in the Liberal Party. And in continuing to raise these broader elements of discussion, it risks reopening those divisions that were for some time creating quite an open and raw debate in Australia about what the culture and society meant. And, of course, because of Tony Abbott's role as former Prime Minister and a leading conservative, it also risks continuing to highlight the divide between the conservatives and the moderate, with moderates within the party, the conservatives and the small L liberals. And at the very beginning of 2018, for Malcolm Turnbull, this would be the very last thing he wants to do. This would not be how he would be wanting to kick off the approach to the new parliamentary year.
So this debate gathered steam when the Greens renewed their push to change the date of Australia Day, Melissa. But as Sean Gordon, a New South Wales Indigenous leader, told me on Friday on PM, Aboriginal people have been discussing that date since 1938. So have the Greens fuelled a less than useful debate if the point is to advance issues of concern to Indigenous Australians and yet we're ending up in this culture wars state?
The Greens say that the symbolism is still meaningful, that this talk about the date is one that is just as important about the practicalities. I asked the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, how to respond to criticism from a number of figures that if he wanted to inject a lot of energy and time into a debate about Indigenous affairs, that perhaps it should be better focused on issues of domestic violence or public health. And Richard Di Natale's response to that was, well, firstly, they can walk and chew gum at the same time, that the practicalities and the symbolism can be dealt with together, and also that the symbolism is important in helping a culture move forward. And that was what he was trying to express. He was saying they don't necessarily want to traverse the grounds of the culture wars again, because as Richard Di Natale sees it, that's not the place for this particular debate. He's told me that his push to change the date for Australia Day is really about acknowledging the past and finding a way forward.
This isn't a black armband view of history, or indeed a white armband view of history. It is history. And our history is one that means our nation was founded on an act of theft. It's one that means that Aboriginal people were killed and slaughtered in the frontier wars. They are the realities of our history.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale speaking to our reporter Melissa Clark.